Hello and welcome to this episode. It's actually the very first episode for 2024. So I am so excited to be back for another season for the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. So for those who don't know me, I am your host, Christine Linus. I am the founder of the Corporate Escapers. Now I am delighted because we have Danica joining us, who not only is our first guest for the year, she is also our first guest speaker for our Escapee Club meetups. Like, talk about total alignment. Cannot get any better for this. So welcome, beautiful. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I so appreciate the opportunity and I'm really excited. When you told me that just like 30 seconds ago, I was like, oh my God, because we even had a reshuffle of my date. So, woohoo, I'm celebrating you.
I know, I am excited. Like as you know, like both of us, we can talk underwater. So I, before I get carried away, I'm going to hand it over to you to do a quick introduction of your beautiful self to our audience, and then we're going to dive in with some amazing questions to inspire people.
Thank you. I'll see how succinct I can keep it. But the bottom line is, I'm a psychic business strategist, which errs on the side of mentorship and consulting. And it is also a blend of psychic development. So people come to me to tune up their businesses, they tune up their skills, whether that be healing or remote viewing, their clairsenses, anything that's on that more spiritual side, that aspect of self. And it doesn't really have a niche so far as the industry that I serve, because as some of us know, there is a lot of soul work and energy work and just a lot of deeper things that are going on, regardless of where you play in your industry.
Oh my God, amen to that. I really feel like this is the year that people are being woken up and realizing, A, they have so many natural talents that need to be unlocked within themselves. And I think we're all born with it, but we're just somehow, it's just suppressed over the years by society, by, TV, like any of that sort of stuff with it. So I think this is absolutely gold. For amazing people who are just really, I guess, wanting to discover even more about themselves this year.
Yeah, and I think as an entrepreneur and even business owners, no matter the size of the business, they're all going through their own personal challenges. And sometimes we just get conditioned and we get blindsided by do this, you should be doing that, you're supposed to be doing that. If you're not playing by that rule, then you're not going. So there's a lot of restrictions that happen in our mindset where we think that we have to be all and do all and that we're not enoughness and that we're meant to be playing some type of a game, when ultimately it comes back to that authenticity piece that ourself as our truest self with our gifts and what we're here to offer the world, even selling products and having passion in particular areas, that it is actually safe to be multidimensional, because that's what we are at our core.
I love that. I mean, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I mean, I have multiple businesses, and so many people say to me, "Well, why don't you just concentrate on one thing?" And it's just like, "Well, that doesn't light me up. Like, I will get too bored, like just by doing one thing." I love to have my creative hat on all the time. So, what do you like when people come to you and they're saying they want to have, "Oh, I've got an idea for this and I've got an idea for that." I mean, is it just simply just go for it?
Oh my gosh, it totally depends. And I think that's where people will get confused when they get one lane of advice. And I'm never someone that strategizes something where I would say you do the same thing. And there are frameworks, of course. And yes, there are trends in marketing and there are things within business structure, such as your insurances and obviously your policies and your websites, like the foundational workings that are underlying in a business. But when it comes to the actual ideation and wanting to birth that and really create from an instinctive place where an idea pops off and they're like, oh my goodness, like my gut feeling says that I want to do this and I want to do that. And I get so many people that want to do like 50 million things. And it really comes back to how they're branding it. How is it packaged? Because you can have personal brands such as yours and my own, where we're kind of the face of the business. But if it comes down to someone that wants a product-based business and then they also want to do mentorship, or they're serving with, business to business, or they're partnering with other collaborations or investors, there's so many layers to it. So I still come back to, there's no one answer for one person. But when you are in that phase, an actionable thing that you could literally do is either hire a professional, or you need to do the really gritty, nitty-gritty subconscious work to figure out, is this actually a need of mine that hasn't been met, that I desire to monetize because there's something else there that I actually desire for myself? Is it a personal goal? So where are my values sitting? Or is this actually something that's going to help the planet or a cohort of men or women or people that I'm desiring to serve? Is it for service of self or service of others? And I think that a lot of the times when we get this spark of an idea, if we're not asking ourselves that question first, sometimes we'll go off on a tangent, and then people do get confused with where that sits in your business blueprint, and they're gonna get it, it gets misinterpreted in your marketing even, because you're doing it to serve a need, a basic desire of your own that might not necessarily fit in your ecosystem of offers, because it's not about everyone else. And why does it have to be about everyone else? A lot of the time, it's the law of reciprocity. So we're looking at our giving and our receiving. And sometimes to get that equilibrium, we actually need to say, well, does it actually fit just because I want it to? Am I going to jam it and cram it in there somewhere because I know I can make money from doing something I love? Or does it really serve the greater good of what my business is here to do, the ultimate why?
Oh my God, you've got like so much gold in there. First of all, you said values, which, like, if anyone knows me or listened to previous episodes, like, values are, I think everyone needs to know what their values are in life, because that's going to literally change you. The other thing that you talked about is like coming from service and your big why. And I think so many people, when you get into being an entrepreneur, that you can get carried away, but then if you can really settle back and sink into, well, what's my why? And your why may change over time as well, but that why is going to like carry you forward, especially in the hard times, because, look, let's face it, running a business is not easy as well.
Yeah, and look at us here, like, we're mum lifing, we're multitasking with all of our other business projects and then our client work and everything that we're juggling. So life does become a bit of a juggle where you've got to prioritize. So if you've started to prioritize an offer that might not be priced correctly, or you're prioritizing something that's consuming a lot of time with little return on investment, that's where you're going to then start going, oh, there's not really like good energy around this. Something feels like it's a bit funky. But if you've actually anchored into that real core truth, and like you said, anchoring and settling back into the reason why you're doing this in the first place, you won't waver as much. And no one else is also going to feel that energy, because your entire structure is going to be based around a real core. It's a pillar and it has weight to it. It's something that's hefty and you're not lugging it around. It's actually the vessel that carries you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I took a step back last year, and one of the things that I've really discovered is that my self-worth really dipped last year, and I really didn't apply a lot of self-love, and that actually really affected my business. So how does, like, what are your thoughts on, when you're trying to juggle everything, making sure that you give back to yourself?
I think it's a discipline thing. And that was also one of my massive lessons in 2023 as well, because it's all well and good to say, I have this goal and I'd love 30K months, or I wish I could make 2K per month on my product business, or I want to make it to the multi-millions. Like I said, it's not about like how much you make or how big your business is or how many employees you have. It's about like what's it actually in your mind when it comes to how you perceive yourself, the self-concept, the belief systems around who am I being. And that's where this whole like the energy is all underlying. It's not just a mindset where you can say a bunch of affirmations. And while that tool may work for some people, there's a lot of people that are actually hands-on learners, or they're visual learners, and they need to have these other aspects and elements to the way they consume their own information that they're feeding themselves, and then looking outside of themselves, like what are they consuming in the real world? And do they have enough discipline to say, Here's a course correct. Yeah, I said I was going there. This is my devotion to my plan. I said I was going there. This is something that's shook me. Like my husband almost died in the middle of last year. He was literally like 40 minutes away from and had like this life-saving operation. And the weirdest, strangest part was that after all of this work that I'd done on my self-concept, it didn't shake me to my core where I was a mess and my businesses stopped and I had no life skills to navigate it. Like it wasn't such a mind thing for me. It was more like, right, this is my physical reality right now. What are the actionable steps that I can do to soften this blow? As opposed to we're going into crisis management, it's panic mode and everything is a disaster. And that really came back to what I believed about myself. Was knowing that I am a strong woman and knowing that it's safe to ask for support and knowing these things, by the way, that 5 years ago I didn't know. I didn't believe them. I would just say the affirmation or do the mirror work. They weren't embodied.
And I think that's like a really, valuable lesson for everybody because, people sit there and they'll look at, both you and I and they're like, oh my God, look at where they're at. But this has taken years and years and years of like lots of learning, lots of, I don't want to say setbacks because it's just lessons. Like they're just multiple lessons along the way. And like you said, like you've got to work, know what works for you because what worked for me 5 years ago doesn't work for me anymore because you've gone to a next level as well. So you're constantly evolving as a human being as well.
Yeah, and I think with time, it's a bit, I think it's multiple things like maybe age, maturity, life experience, and then emotional and spiritual maturity, where you come to this conclusion that it's not really going to get any easier. You end up with 19 staff, you're no longer a micro business anymore. Okay, so like, and then you end up with like two VAs instead of no one helping you. So you've got people to delegate to and to manage. And so with those, and then something happens in life, if you can view it from a lens of this is an opportunity for me to expand, that's when you're going to reprogram your reality to say, okay, check that box. Great. Like I might have fell down, or maybe the launch didn't go how I planned it, or I wasn't able to batch create as many weeks of content as I planned, or like whatever it is that is going on for you right now. If you can literally look at that and ask yourself, do I perceive this as an opportunity, or is this something that's going to slow me down? Because if it is the latter, that is true. It will slow you down. And sometimes it's supposed to, and sometimes that's actually just a mindset block where you're the one believing it and operating from that. You're going to then plan from that. Oh, this is a slow period now because this thing in my life happened, so I need to slow down. I've got to cool my jets. And people around you as well that don't actually want to see you thrive will tell you that. They will literally say, oh, you better slow down. Oh, it's a sign. It's, put that on the back burner. Oh, don't do an extra thing right now because this life thing is happening. And so just blending that in with this is actually an opportunity for me to expand and knowing how to communicate those boundaries as well. Like I appreciate that's your perspective and like I'm okay. I'm cool. I've got my counselor, I've got my support, I've got my friend that I can talk to and my business buddies that I can like network with. So like we're good, right? But have you actually set up that structure to make sure that you're going to be able to say that, because that's really the first step. So when things do rock you, you can actually just neutralize it.
I love the idea, like, when we talk about things that like a setback, and I can certainly myself go down that rabbit hole going, oh my God, this is, I failed, or I didn't do this, I didn't do that. So, I am all about full transparency. I really believe in authenticity. In showing up, and I decided that I needed to take just that step back from my business last year. I went and got a casual job. Now, a lot of people will go, oh my God, why would you do that? But for me, I needed a little bit of a, I guess, like that sort of breather, from it. However, in doing that, I got realigned again to where I was at and where I'm heading. And I really think that a lot of people take setbacks as a failure, whereas really for me, it's just an opportunity to realign where I'm actually going.
Yeah. And I think as well, if we're in a place of self-judgment, and then you might hear a mentor say something like, it's just your limiting belief and you need to push through and don't let it slow you down. That's not true for everyone all of the time. An opportunity to expand might mean accepting that things are really cooked right now and you do need to actually like park it, but it's got to be that level of discernment where you have so much self-awareness that you know when you're literally stepping on your own toes, or whether it's actually, yeah, it's a yes or it's a no, and you've got to call it. At some point, you have to take an action that's going to support that story for you. And you just get to choose. Like you literally could have just kept pushing through, but what was the payoff? The pros and cons of those two situations was Christine back in burnout. I mean, we've done other interviews where I've heard you speak on that, and it was impressive to see that level of self-awareness to not get in that place again. That's why you are where you are.
Exactly. And I really do believe that, it's the headspace. And you said something else before, it's about surrounding yourself with the right people as well. And I really felt like that was the key part for it, because outside, like my family, I had a support system, I had coaches, I had friends that are also entrepreneurs who get the struggles and get the, how hard it can also be. And like you said, you went through a personal thing. I lost my dad, like, not about 18 months, oh, sorry, 14 months ago. So, there's a whole heap of different things that come into it. And I think that if we constantly say, oh, you need to be like this person, then we are not being authentic at all,
Yeah.
because nobody is ever, no two people are the same.
Yeah, and we're just living completely different lifestyles. And I think the whole lifestyle topic as well, that's like a whole other portion of it, because what is a lifestyle for a mum of one in business versus a single dad who sees his child once a week versus a mum that is doing a side hustle and her husband's FIFO? Or like whatever, there's just no point in comparison. And it's not like I'm shoving it in your face and saying just don't compare. There's just a massive difference between market research and looking ahead to see what other people are doing that have different skills than you, or just comparing for the sake of self-harming behavior to say, well, yeah, see, look, you didn't do it good. You should have done this better. And like, again, coming back to self-judgment, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like as you said, it does take a little bit of life lessons, maturity. I mean, I'm about to turn 47, and I just feel like I finally have gotten to that point where you can like go, okay, you need that self-love. You need, your own cheerleader. You've got this, and I can bet on myself. Whereas the 20-year-old version of myself didn't have that. And that was a different, time as well. Like when you look at even marketing, like when I was growing up, Thigh Gaps was all over like Cosmo and Cleo magazine and all that sort of stuff. Whereas now it's embracing, body positivity and all that. So even how we market and how the conversations that we're talking about are so much more broader and so much more inclusive as well.
Yeah, and I think that's also like another funny part of the conversation, because there's so much that we're doing online now in comparison to what, so even 10 years ago, and I'm managing events and we would literally go out and prospect in the street. You'd just go door knocking to other businesses because it was business to business. We're in one tiny little precinct in the CBD of Melbourne. That was the norm. Oh, hey, like, oh, yeah, is the manager in? Oh, yeah, cool. So you're building this face-to-face rapport. In this day and age, it's actually completely different. And over COVID and things, yeah, of course, that has drastically changed the way that the entire globe does business. And so because things have shifted to this online presence, it's like, well, what do I share? What is vulnerability versus sooking on camera? What is me sharing a long-form post about my husband in hospital and weeping about it versus me empowering other people due to that message of strength? Or so it's about then us thinking, oh, how are other people judging us? How are they? So many questions that entrepreneurs face every single day, wondering whether they're doing good enough or that they have to do more or less. And it just like that's, I think, another part where if you come back to your sovereignty and you coming back to this place that's so internally sacred and private, it doesn't really matter what you do if your beliefs are that. If you believe that I'm enough and what I'm doing is enough and who I am is enough, then it doesn't matter whether you have a thigh gap or you're in a size 20 blouse getting a branding photo. Like, who really cares at the end of the day now if you don't care?
Exactly. I love all of that because I think, this is where we're really going. And I really do believe that this year we are going to be embracing more of authenticity, where, you don't need to come and have like the perfect studios. We're going beyond that because it's the conversations, it's the stories, it's the difference that this person can make in the world by sharing their message.
Yeah, and I think another thing that, like, just to rewind a little bit, I've heard you speak a lot about self-forgiveness. And so when we're coming to this, yeah, I love this topic that you share so in depth. It's the way that you say it. It's like it just hits different. Like, when there's people that say something and you're like, oh my God, I've heard that a million times before. But when you talk about self-forgiveness, I'm just like, yes, this is like honey to my bees. This is what I need. And so I kind of want to just maybe like, I feel like you need to interject just that one little like sentences about self-forgiveness, because we're talking so much about judging of selves, perception of others, how do we market this, how do I choose from my 50 different offers. We've touched on a lot of topics already, so like, how does that come back to the forgiveness piece in authenticity?
It's really owning your story, and the only way to do it is to forgive yourself. I mean, look, there's so many things that have happened in my life, and there's so many things that have happened in everybody else's life. And to think about what other people are going to be saying, if you can stand in that mirror and you can own everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, and all the other crazy stuff in between, then who cares who says anything? But by owning your story and forgiving yourself, you are literally letting go of the energetic connection between you and the other people. So therefore, you are not thinking about them. You're no longer giving the power away to other people. You have your power back, and that's how you own your story, and that's how you grow your business. So thanks, my love.
Yeah, I love it. I'm like, oh yeah, give it to me. I need to hear this again. How cheeky is that? Like
I
getting on
know.
Christine's podcast and I'm like, hey, can you talk about this thing?
No, but
Why not though? Like, if you
it's so
ask, then you
true.
get it. You know what I mean? Like, and another thing is the confidence for people to say what their needs are. That's another thing that, like, if I just hear this message a couple of times from you, it's actually getting absorbed. It's getting programmed into my inner space as well. So if you're not asking for extra information and investing time in learning and looking around to see, as I said, market research, like surface level, hey, like what's the trend? What's going on over here? And how's the price comparison compared to this and that, and does that serve me? And there's just, like I said, there's a lot of questions that will come up. So if anybody's umming and ahhing about whether to stay in entrepreneurship, and I feel like there will be a couple of listeners that were like, oh my God, I've been questioning whether I need to continue this business or not. Like, sometimes we shake our heads with that little phrase, and it's kind of like, you just have to accept that there's so many decisions that need to be made on a daily basis. And part of being an entrepreneur is about troubleshooting effectively and using your discernment. And if you're not equipped to do that at this time, forgive yourself, give yourself grace, and do something else in the interim. Like, you don't have to force yourself to make decisions if it's giving you the ick every single day. That what is life?
Exactly. And I feel like I put a post up the other day saying that no decision is actually a decision. So if you're sitting in that, area where you can't physically make the decision, just get up and move. Like, it's the best therapy for anybody, because if you're in that one spot and you're either curled up in bed, if you're like even me today, like I'm sitting at the computer, if you get up and you move your body or you'll change direction, you see life in a different perspective. So it literally changes your mind and the way it can think, and to actually help you make that decision, because you're just out there. I mean, I was taking the dog for a walk today, or I might go to the beach, like any of those different things, just get up and change direction. And sometimes, even if you're working from the dining room table, get up and change seats, because that different perspective gets your brain thinking in a different way.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like an extra 15 or 20 minutes drive to a different cafe, which works epically well, by the way, I must say. I definitely love to do that. That feels really good for me to taste a different coffee bean while I'm doing something, but it just has to be so much simpler than that. You might actually wear something completely different or act as if, take action as if you have an interview, as opposed to sitting around in your Jimmy Jams with your UGG boots on and getting cozy and then not feeling mo like ask yourself the reason why, what's the reason why I'm actually not feeling motivated right now if you're in that indecision phase. And decisions can change. You might want one thing one day and then you want something the next week. And that's again another question you've got to ask yourself. Am I stepping on my own toes here? And I just don't want to do it because I feel a bit uncomfortable, or is it something that I actually need to park and reassess at a later time?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's a whole new episode that we need to
There's
talk
so
about
many.
because, you know, when you talk about stepping on your toes, the thing that really comes to my mind is self-sabotage. And I
Yeah.
feel like there's so many people who do it. And I feel like women especially do it because it comes A from that lack of self-love, that lack of, you know, true belief in themselves, and, you know, just not even be surrounded by amazing people that can really be your cheerleader when you're not at your best.
Yeah, like your monthly events.
I
Hello. I
know,
mean,
I
let's slide
know.
a pitch in here. I'm
Let's
so
do it.
excited for that, hey.
And look, I am excited because this is something I've had on the radar for over 12 months, and I feel like this is the year for it. So for those who live Brisbane to Gold Coast area, even in the Tweed area, come and join us. It's the first Friday of every month. They're called the Escapee Club Meetups. Danica is our first speaker, which I'm excited about. Two key things about these events. First of all, I call it no marshmallow conversations. So it's that sickly sweet conversations. You won't get that at these events because we want to give you actionable advice that you can go in and implement into your life and your business and go home and do it right there and then. And you're going to be surrounded by a really positive, engaging group as well. And the other thing too is that you come to meet me, you come to meet Danica, but also to enjoy great coffee. Like,
Yeah,
you
and
and
I'm
I
gonna
both
add,
love
like,
coffee.
it's actually so funny too, because at that price point, it's less than $15 to attend. And I think there's some like that have value. Of course, it doesn't really matter at what price you invest, because time is energy, is capacity, is money. Like, it's all the same thing, but just to remain super accessible. And then the other thing is, what I love about you, Christine, too, is that you'd rather talk about how to change someone else's lives rather than stand there and give a half an hour speech about who I am and what I did and I did this. People aren't, they are going to remember the story, of course, but what they're going to remember the most is when you've actually changed their life because of something really cool you said. So, like, I'd rather stand around and say cool things for half an hour to an hour than stand there and say, hey, I did this and then I wrote that. And then, and so, like, it's all good.
I
I've had
know.
16 years experience in business, guys, and I'm here to help, but I'm also a lifelong psychic, which is epic. But I'm here for the service. I'm really here truly just to say, hey, there's an action, there's a tool, there's a tip, there's a trick, there's a hack, there's a trend, there's another thing that you could locate. Here's a really great question to ask. It's all about engaging and activating that core frequency of you as an individual so that you actually see tangible results.
Oh, I love it. I got goosebumps. I've literally got goosebumps. And anybody who would know that in Queensland at the moment, we're going through a freaking heat wave.
Yeah, it's
So,
so hot.
how can you get good? Like, yeah. So, I am so excited, my love. How can people reach out to you and, you know, how can they work with you?
I have a Facebook group, which is probably one of the easiest ways to access me for like free little mini psychic readings and just business questions and little hacks and links and things I share there, which is Conscious Business Creatives. But otherwise, across the board, it's Danica Rose Creative. And then Christine will also have an amazing episode on Strategy and Soul, which is my podcast where we talk about that, blending this practicalities with the spirituality and the energetics of where we're going with our truer self and in alignment and all the energy things that we could talk about for days and days.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to pop all the links below on how they can reach out to you.
Thank
I
you.
absolutely adore you. I am so friggin' excited. I want to swear, but I'm trying to keep it PG so that we don't get banned. But yeah, I'm so excited. Before we go, I've got five rapid fire questions. And for those who don't know, people go, well, what's your rapid fire questions? I literally just get downloaded. So these are just five questions that randomly come to me. The first one was going to be tea or coffee, but I already know that you're a coffee girl because you're like me.
Yeah, I've owned cafes for like 9 years of my life in total, so I'm a coffee girl.
Oh, alrighty. Would you prefer to watch a movie or read a book?
Movies. Yeah,
Oh,
I like movies. Not often, infrequently, very infrequently, but my all-time favorite movie ever, ever, ever is Avatar, and I've watched it like 19 times.
yeah. Oh, I love
Yeah,
that. I love
19
it.
times.
Oh my God, I love it. Do you prefer in the mornings to meditate or to journal write?
Oh, that's a good one. I have to say both because I'd meditate first and then I write stuff down.
Yeah,
Yeah,
same.
I'm both. Yeah.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And then I do my gratitude all at the same time.
Don't think
So,
I could
yeah.
write first, but I don't think I would only meditate. So it's
Yeah.
both.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Are you a country or beach girl?
Beach. Oh, yeah. Mermaid at heart. I love to coast on the waves. That's to me epic peace. And I grew up in the countryside, so and I lived in the city for about 11 years, and I love the beach. It's such a place of peace for me.
And what's your favorite season of the year?
I'm a winter girl because I dress quite modestly, I must say, and I really value layers because I overheat and then I get really cold feet and hands, and I'm constantly like scanning and energetically reading my environment. So my body itself is quite sensitive. So I love scarves and little cardigans and big fluffy jackets and massive pockets. I love winter outfits so much.
So do I.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I miss living in Adelaide because you could really rock
Rug
up
up.
down
Yeah.
there and, like do the
Beanie
full, boots and everything
on,
confidence.
beanie off, beanie on,
Exactly.
beanie off.
Exactly. Except for the fact now that I'm going through menopause, so I'm having the hot flushes. So it's just like, just get
Yeah.
anything. Like, no. But we are going to pop all the details of how people can reach out to you. You are simply amazing. I cannot wait for people to come and meet you at our very first event. And otherwise, come and join us on the first Friday of every month for the Escapee Club meetups. And
Yay.
Janika, thank you so much, beautiful, for being here. You are such a delight. And I'm so, so grateful for you to sharing your gifts today.
Oh, I have no sign off. You're too lovely. Thank you. Thanks for listening to everyone. That's awesome.
Thank you everyone for joining us for this very first episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show and podcast. Remember to live life to the fullest and to love life. See you all next time.